Where are we? I ask. Looking up at the sky, Red ponders for a moment. Well, that's Orion, one of the constellations. What's a constellation? It's an imaginary pattern, like a person or an animal, that's made up by stars. Orion is one of them, in the shape of an old hunter. A good bosun, like our Hudson, can navigate just by looking at the stars. She points at the brightest star in the sky. But so can I. Look up there, that's the Alpha Star. It shines brighter than all the others. So by my reckoning, we must be in the Belgravian Sea. I gasp, impressed. You can tell all that by the stars? I'm joking, she chuckles. I haven't the foggiest idea where we are. Come on. And she disappears below the hatch, laughing. Down in the galley, Fishbreath, the ship's cook, is busily preparing breakfast. He's the proud owner of the droopiest moustache in all the seven seas, not to mention a missing hand. But he doesn't have a hook like most pirates. Instead, he has a large silver spoon which comes in pretty useful for a cook. And he has an enormous pet parrot on his shoulder called Arthur. This morning, Fishbreath seems a bit grouchy, with not so much as a good morning or even a grunt for a greeting. He ladles some gruel from an old battered pot into a bowl, which I examine to pick out floating weevils. I stopped asking what was in the food months ago, as Red says it's sometimes best not to know the ingredients Fishbreath uses to make the ship's grub. What's the matter, Fishbreath? I ask. He groans.
Just had some of the crew grumbling in me ear about rations. They said now with a man down aboard ship, they should get more food, because they have to do more work.
I am not sure getting bigger portions of Fishbreath's food is a very good idea. What did you say?
I told him to quit griping. Now Drudger's gone, it's all shoulders to the wheel.
I prefer not to think about Drudger. He used to work as a rigger on the Hound,